ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 2/18/2021. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Now the storm, and this, let's get this straight right off the bat. When you looked at the initial formation of this storm, of all of this winter weather, and it is winter, it's February, okay? And I remember winters that were like this many moons ago when I was a kid. And we've had different stuff like this, but this is different. When you're seeing jet streams that didn't exist, you know, anymore, that now all of a sudden come back like a jet stream, but you also have one coming from a nor'easter and a nor'wester, and they're coming in and all of this stuff. This is weather warfare. Weather warfare. Brother Quayle wrote the book on it years ago. Weather wars and other unnatural disasters. Steve Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com and click on the books and order it up, or call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell them that old Hawk sent you, and to order you up the Weather Wars, and get you some other books as well. Okay? Pick up the information about what's getting ready to happen in Cascadia, the quakes, the final warning tapes. Subscribe to Steve's 2.0, where you can see all of the podcasts on a weekly basis, Q-Files 2.0, and just click on that. You can also go down and pick up at the bottom as you go past all the stories of the day. That's where a lot of you watch Hawk. Click on that banner right down there at stevequayle.com. Listen to Hawk Radio. After all of the stories of the day, you just go on down. You can click on that. So anyway, that's to let some know that have gotten it via other means, that that's another place to go. But go to stevequayle.com and take advantage of it while you still can, while you can still teach your children about it. Now, a lot of people just say, well, it's the harp. Well, harp, years ago, I remember talking, and Steve interviewed Dr. Nick Begich, and I met Nick Begich on a number of different occasions and sat down and talked to him for hours. And Nick wrote the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. Nick Begich's father was a House of Representatives, U.S. House of Representatives, and he just happened to go on a hunting trip on a plane with a guy from Louisiana who was on the Warren Commission, okay? And then mysteriously their plane got lost and crashed somewhere in the Alaskan wilderness, all right? But Dr. Nick Begich, Angels Don't Play This Harp, then he did a lot of stuff after that, and he testified before European commissions. He was on radio and TV and podcasts and videos all the time, and still is. But anyway, Dr. Nick talked about harp in Gakona, Alaska. Brother Quayle found out, and others have talked about other atmospheric heaters or scalar interferometers. And the technology has changed and has improved, and sometimes you can utilize different amounts of power and do other things with frequencies and pulsing and all of that, or you can combine several of them to wreck in an area. But the idea is atmospheric heating, or you send up a beam. Let's just pretend like you're playing pool with the bank shot, or billiards, the old three cushion billiards. You send a bank shot up and you pop it down onto the ground somewhere over here. That can cause a quake. It can cause, depending on what you do, you heat the ionosphere and you cause certain effects to happen that where you can create the weather. Now, for those of you who are just skeptical on all of that, you've got to remember that the United States Air Force had a publication called We Own the Weather by 2025. We Own the Weather by 2025. It's published years ago. Well, they've owned it for quite some time, or others have. And you recall over the years, those who listen to this show as well, I've talked to you about how all of the different ones are involved at the highest level. And then during the Obama administration, they invited the Russians scientists, the British, the French scientists, and others to participate in the targeting of certain areas. You see, this is the New World Order stuff. This is the destruction of certain areas of the planet. This is the idea of trying to break your will, to destroy you, your beliefs. And they'll tell you, oh, it's God doing this to you because you, he hates you. Or there is no God, you see, and you can't affect it. All of this stuff, well, let me tell you. Lord Jesus talks about it. He says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Now, he doesn't tell you that people may not die or people may not suffer. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Are you people seeing the idea why you need at least another can of chunky soup? And let's not get esoteric about all this one, that one, and the other one. No, it's not the best organic food, but it is a ration, baby. It's a ration. You can get long-term storage foods if you can still get them. They're very hard to get because they're selling out. But the idea that I've talked to you about for 17 years, I've been on the radio almost 17, or maybe it is, I don't know, 16 or some. Anyway, the fact is, I've told you to keep preparing. Many of you have done that. There are people out there I've talked to since the thing who are in Texas said, oh, Hawk, I'm sure glad that, you know, you had us do this and that and the other and get prepared and get food and, you know, and work on the different, the lamp oil and the lamps and all the different things. And people are able to withstand it. Do you remember our good friend, the tough granny who bought the methad in her car, trying to get her purse, and she asked for the Lord to come to help her. Lord Jesus, help me. And she said to that guy, this is my purse. And he was inside her car, fighting her and trying to grab it from her. And when she said, Lord Jesus, come and help me, then there was a guy who was an old prison guard who grabbed him, a white guy. And he grabbed him and body slammed him. And then there was a black man and a Hispanic man, and they came over and worked on the guy and sat on him and kept him down till the police came. Well, she was prepared. She was in the floods down there in Jacksonville and all of that. She had stuff, and she was able to still eat. She had a hot plate. She had to go to a hotel with her, the FEMA stuff, and she had some cans of soup and a food, and she was able to eat. Well, I'm telling you, you need to do those things that you possibly can now. Let's not keep watching the paint dry. Wherever it is you live, and in Texas, it may be hard to get food. But if you got a car, you got gasoline, then head in a direction. And I would tell you, actually, to head maybe northeast, all right? And head in a direction and go up into Missouri or up further up into Arkansas or somewhere or into southern Kansas and go up there because there is still food up here. It's not gone. Now, we've had in Kansas some rolling blackouts, but out west and in the southwestern part of Kansas, they are more dependent upon the wind turbines. But Kansas still has nuclear power in this area, and there are still coal-fired plants here. And so because of that, I've been without power for 6-7 days back during an ice storm. Prior to that, 2 or 3 days, and then after that, 2 or 3 days. But a lot of the electrical components were upgraded during that time period. But this thing currently ongoing is a whole different deal. And this is about punishing Texas or anybody who might have been a Trump voter. It's also designed to destroy food. And I'm going to talk to you more about that too. They've been targeting food for quite some time. And what's old Bill Gates say you're going to do? Bill Gates says, ha, 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 you need to eat synthetic beef where we grow it in the laboratory. Well, that synthetic beef, is that going to make you more likely to become a Luciferian Borg member under Gates of Hell, huh? And then he also tells you, oh, well, you're going to probably need that third shot to take care of this extra COVID. Well, weren't you the SOB Gates of Hell that had the drill in New York City? You and the Rockefellers or whoever it was, where you had the, what was a drill 2.10, where you said there's going to be a bioweapon release or a viral outbreak? You guys allegedly are the ones that have done it, trying to kill off a large portion of the world's population and enslave the rest, and you have a technical managerial class and political class under you to do your duties while you enjoy the Luciferian, scumbag Luciferian pleasures of your world in the rewilded areas of the nature and Agenda 21, while you have your slaves masked and muzzled and with the Borg shots in large cities and other areas to do your bidding. Bill Gates of Hell, why don't you go there, buddy? Why don't you go there? Why don't you call old Lucy up and tell him you're the boss? Tell Lucy that you're the boss, not him. And see if you don't go down the dadgum chute straight to the fiery furnace. So we got famines. Get out of Houston and get in a car and go somewhere where they got food. If you got a job and stuff, just beg up on the job because a lot of people ain't working anyway. But go and get food. Get your four-wheel drive or whatever, or take a train or whatever you're going to do, and then rent a four-wheel drive and come back with a load of food. For those who can't afford it, you're going to have to do it. But a lot of people, the smart people, have already been preparing. And like I've always said, if you can only get one more can of soup or can of chunky soup or Progresso soup or whatever it is you like, can of tuna fish, can of pink salmon, can of chicken, boneless chicken breast, roast beef hash, chili with beef, Denny Moore beef stew, whatever it is, get something that's a ration where you got meat, potatoes, vegetables already in liquid, ready to go. How do you heat it? Well, a lot of people say, well, my stove, I don't have electricity and I don't have water or gas. Well, get you a pot, go out there and get you a bunch of snow, and go outside on your quote unquote fire pit or your barbecue grill, all right? Incidentally, everybody needs about 3, 4, 5 gallons of propane or tanks of 20-gallon tanks of propane, don't they? You need about 5 of them at least. And then if you got a fireplace, you better put some firewood in the backyard, all right? But 120-hour candles and these Dietz lanterns and Petromax lanterns. You can also get the neat little lanterns about the size of a can of chunky soup that are black that have two little wire handles on the top. You pull them up, and they operate off of two AA batteries or whatever. They're cob lights, LED cob lights. They last a long time, and they're real bright. You can pick those up for six, seven bucks a piece at Harbor Freight. They're about $9 or $10 bucks at an Ace Hardware or whatever, True Value. And there shall be pestilences. We've got them. And that ain't the only one. Gates is telling you, you're going to need the third shot. You're going to need maybe a shot every year. You blah, 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 blah. They got to change your DNA so much that they can then say, woo-woo, Borgie, Borgie, Bill of Gates, Hellborg, Bill of Gates, Hellborg, you should go and do this, you should go and do that. Alright? Pestilences. And we got Ebola springing up in 3 or 4 different places now in Africa. All simultaneously. Alright? We got new COVIDs. We got this, that, and the other. And then we had also the discussion about smallpox might be the next one again. And earthquakes in diverse places. We got Etna, the volcano blowing. We got all these weird quakes that Brother Quail has been featuring with all the Cascadia series and all of the stuff he's talking about. And the information he's got from different people and the deep background about how these quakes now are like punching holes in the earth, like boom, 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 boom. And they're going up and down and not just sideways and all kind of crazy stuff. And you look around Seattle and Mount Rainier and all of the activity of all of the peaks there. And you look at Rainier and all the different places. You got all those in the Pacific Northwest, all the Cascadia. You got a whole lot of volcanoes, all right? Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier, Hood, a whole bunch of others. You got the big hump there, I think, in Oregon and Northern California. It's like a big hump that's rising. You got all kind of stuff there. And you got all kind of quakes all over the map. So that is taking place. And what does Jesus call these? Verse 8 of chapter 24 of Matthew in the red letter edition. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then he says, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Is that straightforward enough? And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then he says, verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, evil is out there working overtime, people. The love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. Oh, here, let's go back. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, nor ever shall be. We're getting ready to head into a thing that's going to be the worst thing it's ever been. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, the elect is not necessarily everybody who thinks they're a Christian. If you are not saved by the Lord Jesus, if you've not repented of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. If you're just a church attendee, but you really don't know Jesus, then you need to think about that. And I'm going to tell you, that is the key. Is to know Jesus. And what does Jesus tell you to do after Matthew 24? He goes on to 25 and he talks to you about the wise and foolish virgins. And the wise ones had the lamp oil and were ready when Jesus came. They went in with the bridegroom, you see. And all the foolish ones are saying, oh, give us your lamp oil. In other words, give us your food, give us your lamp oil, give us your this and that, or lest we not have any. And the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Now that's also in the red letters. Matthew 25. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready. They that were ready. Are you ready out there? They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And this is in the red letters, verse 12, Matthew 25. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Don't you think you ought to prepare? And I'm going to tell you, most people listening to this show have been preparing. I will tell you this. Continue to prepare methodically based off a list. And review your list on a daily basis or an hourly basis or a weekly basis. Whatever you want to do. I try to look at mine and think about stuff maybe every day. Something I could get or if I could save up for it or grab it or, you know, or just something new. I can always do more planning and write the planning down and put it inside of a plastic glassine or plastic sleeve in a notebook. With plan A, plan B, or if this happens, do this. Just in case you're not there, or just in case whoever is in charge is not there, you have a list of things that you might want to do, and that might save your family, or your neighbor, or your friends, or what have you. That might just save your grandchildren, your children. Might just save your spouse. Okay? So now we have Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Louisiana's got floods and ice, Arkansas. I mean, it's just all the way up into here. I mean, we've had it. We were like 7 below and 20 below chill factors, and it was snowing. We got about 8 inches of snow in a couple days. And now it's heading eastward, and it's covering the whole country. This is about breaking the will of the American people. And, you know, it goes to their notion, doesn't it, of what old Red China Joe, who stole the show, a Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala, don't you know they stole the show? It goes to their climate change, doesn't it? The New World Order climate change and the need for the reset. They got to take down the banking structure. They got to take it down. They got to change the currency. All right. Don't play games with their Bitcoin and all these stuff and all these extraordinary kind of, otherwise what I would call, you know, fiat currency that only exists on computers. Well, if there's no internet, there's no computer, you got no money. We're already there, aren't we? You knock out the power grid, and I'm going to tell you, just go take a look, see where your bank's at or where your mutual fund is at or your stockbroker's at. They ain't going to be anywhere. But if you got silver on the hoop, or gold, or platinum, palladium on the hoop, you've got long-term storage food and canned goods. You got firearms, ammunition. You got fighting knives and machetes. You got axes. You got swords. You got hammers, ball-peen hammers. You got all kind of this stuff, tools. You got lithium-ion battery-type tools. That can be fueled with like a Harbor Freight inexpensive solar array for under $200. You get a lot of the cords and all and a small charge thing. You can put 5 of those together and you can, with just one of them, you can charge a good sized battery like a marine or RV battery in one day in the sun. Now, of course, there's not a lot of sun sometimes. But if you do enough batteries, you store them and you store batteries that are in an inverter, an electric inverter, all right, not an inverter generator, which I also agree that those would be good to have too. as well as regular generators. And then you can charge up all kind of different batteries and lithium ion that can be recharged. And if you're using the sun, and if there's any sun left, you can do it. But I will tell you what, I would also invest in insulated boots. Get you something with, you know, 800, 1,000, 1,200 milligrams Thinsulate in them, all right? I even wear 200 milligram Thinsulate for the summertime because they might even be such that might be that you go into early fall or something and it gets cold. Or it might be that we're going to still be cold and this may last a while. They may keep this up a while. And it also could be them recognizing already, and they can be pushing to help what's naturally occurring into a Maunder minimum or mini ice age. We should be looking for holes in the mountain, you know, caves in the grotto. We should be looking for deeply dug, vegetable gardens in the side of the hill. You know what I'm saying? Vegetable storage. Where you go in there and it's about 40 degrees or 38 degrees year round or something like that, or, you know, 40 degrees, and it's a cool, you know, deal. Like the old caves. My grandparents had a cave on their farm years ago. And they used to keep the cottage cheese down there. They used to keep other cheese. They kept the milk and the cream. They kept canned goods and stuff down there, and it was down about 15, 20 feet, and you went down steps into a cave, and it was humped over, had stone sides, you know. Root cellar. So, but you know what? It's real interesting, isn't it? What's the FBI interested in? I guess according to Voiret, the new one in Seattle, the new commissar of the KGB in Seattle, he's into transparency and domestic terrorism. But see what they're not saying to you? They don't mean Antifa and the BLM people who burn up Seattle and tore up the downtown and a whole lot of other places. Oh, they don't mean those people are domestic terrorists. What they do mean is that Christians and veterans and patriots and Second Amendment and First Amendment and advocates, anybody who is for the Bill of Rights, you're now a domestic terrorist. Anybody who claims that there's a New World Order, if you go back to the FBI pamphlets out of the Phoenix back in the day and out of Janet Reno, and later on they defined all of it. If you believe that you need to store long-term storage food and ammunition because there's a government plot to come to get you, well, then you're a domestic terrorist. Well, let me tell you what. If you read the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, a Bill of Rights, then you're a domestic terrorist, according to the FBI. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Can you boys out there in these games understand you've now turned on the American people? And you're turned on the American people and are siding with the Red Chinese that are financing and who gave Joe's kid $1.45 billion. Also, one of Kerry's kids was involved in that too, allegedly. And going back to that, what about your top slot FBI, Comey? You know, Rosenstein and the Justice Department and McCabe and Strzok and Page and the Orrs and Baker and all of the people that were doing a coup d'etat against the President Trump, doing coup d'etat against him, and you finally achieved it. And then you guys, along with the big tech and those of the financial world of the New World Order, in a Time magazine article, you described yourself as the cabal that fortified the election to make sure Trump didn't win. Bullshit! Bull Durham is bullshit. So I'm going to tell you out there, don't ever cooperate with any of those federal agents. Don't cooperate. No warrant, nothing. You need a counsel, you don't answer anything without counsel. None of it. Because they're the crooks. They're the ones that are coming for you now. They're the ones who are going to be the secret police. They're the ones, the ATF, all of them. People say, oh, they're starting a thing to register all the guns. Heck, man, the ATF went to all the gun dealers back in the 90s. And they went into individual gun dealers and they said, let me see everybody from A through K or A through L or A through H or whatever. I need to see those. I'm researching, trying to find a certain gun, and it's been rumored it was here. They then went and copied all of them and input of all of them into computers. Then they came back from through H through Z and all of that, and they said, give us all the new ones you had since the first of the month, okay? And they put all of that stuff illegally, mind you, illegally into the computers. They've had all of it forever. And now the fact is, the United States, land of the free, home of the brave, right, is the second highest surveilled population in the world after Red China. So you got Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala. So anyway, that continues. And that continues. And now in the military, anybody who's white is now suspect of being an extremist. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're not on a promotional track out there and you got skills and you're Caucasian, then quit this jerk military and let them know. Forget it. See if you can do something else out there. If you're on a promotional track, if you're good, then stay in and be somebody working for the Lord Jesus, for the Bill of Rights, for the Constitution. Somebody's got to defend this country, but the fact of the matter is the NSA, the CIA, and everybody else are allowing the Red Chinese to put up the loony balloons again. They've got a bunch of them up there. And as I told you last week, they're vacuuming up everything. They're part of the ones collecting all the signals. And the fact is, they're practicing to go against Taiwan. All right? The fact is, they've already got this country. The fact is, they've already doing the things. Did you hear that a large number of people in the pilot training and naval aviator training in the U.S. military, that this guy, this new Secretary of Defense guy, Lloyd Lucifer, that he has canceled almost all of the flight training and the pilot's training, advanced training? That's what I heard. Through the backside, through the deep background. And then people are saying, I only got 6 months to go or 3 months to go. That's not too bad. And that everybody, they're starting to go after everybody, and you got a mole hunt on everybody who ever had a rebel flag tattoo or whatever. And all the example they show you, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they show you people with tattoos that are all the neo-Nazi tattoos. That ain't necessarily people in the military. They banned a lot of these tattoos for years. And then I would say also, are there any of the Muslims in there that are, you know, on the side of Al-Qaeda? We sure had a psychiatrist who killed people down at Fort Hood, didn't we? Is there anybody who is African-American in the military ever called anybody a cracker or a honky, you know, or a white devil who has a tattoo that maybe you can't see because of their skin color? Is there anybody like that? Oh, well, no, but they're okay. The BLM and the Antifa, they're all right. But if you're a Scott Sniper in the Marine Corps, they'd probably get rid of you. See, the Scott Snipers are too good at what they do, so you better get rid of all of them, all right? Better get rid of the Delta Force. Better get rid of these. Better get rid of that. Better get rid of the Night Stalkers. Better get rid of all of those people. Better get rid of the Space Force. Just let the Chinese brothers help you with the Space Force. Meanwhile, up in the North Dakota area, somewhere up there near North Dakota and Minnesota where it kind of connects up in there, there's an entire program that we talked about years ago, an entire program training airline pilots, and that is filled up with hundreds of red Chinese airline pilots, okay, learning to fly jets. Well, they're still okay, you see, but not military training. We're so far beyond on needing pilots and naval aviators and Marine Corps aviators. It's not even funny. Not even funny. So meanwhile, they're destroying the U.S. military. Destroying the U.S. military, and old China Joe says every night, "Oh, and God bless the United States military." Bullshit, Red China Joe! You and Kamala stole the show, but maybe you don't even know it, don't you know? Maybe you thought that when 10 cars honked their horns that you really were winning the thing. And that it wasn't 113% algorithm for a Biden vote versus an 87% algorithm for a Trump vote. And even besides that, the Trump votes were overwhelming your algorithm. So you had to go out allegedly and print hundreds of thousands of ballots in multiple swing states to win. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're at, and if you got an extra $3, then go get you one more can of chunky soup or whatever. You've got to start to look for places. You can't just expect to see it at Walmart. Walmart's getting stripped of food everywhere, all right, allegedly. They're not, I get reports all the time, they don't have it. Shelves are empty, this, that, and the other. Particularly in the Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge, in that area, mountain areas, they're stripping all the Walmarts. And then some of the Save-A-Lots and those kind of places are not getting their shipments and all of that. Mostly more of the full-line grocery stores that are a little bit more expensive. Oh, and Dollar General is out of a lot of stuff, they say. And now the Texas head of agriculture is saying we got to watch out. There's going to be food shortages in Texas. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There was once upon a time that Texas, the Lone Star State, had its own power grid that was like an iron ring. You couldn't bust it, all right, because they had so much oil, natural gas, and what they didn't have there, they could get coal coming in from the Midwest or coming in from the Rockies out of Wyoming or Colorado or wherever, or coming out of southern Illinois, coming out of Indiana, Ohio, wherever. And then you can add on to that solar, and you can add on to that. But the fact of the matter is, now they're talking about we need bigger batteries and all that. Well, do you know all the batteries? We've got a lot of batteries right now, not the AAA, D, or C and all that, but the storage batteries. But you know how long those storage batteries, for all of that wind power, how long the storage batteries last? It fuels the power grid. Listen, are you listening out there? Are you listening? The batteries that the power grids have in the United States for storage will store enough for 14 seconds only. 14 seconds only to run the power grid. So consequently, you've got to have stuff that produces power on demand, that's continually producing power and shooting it through the grid. And to do that, you got to have coal. Do you remember when the entire largest deposit of clean coal, and thanks to old Crazy Horse up there, an old horseman up there on a horse ranch out in the mountains there, for reminding me about it, the Escalante was the cleanest coal in the United States, cleanest burning, and that was designed to produce income to pay for the schools, all of the schooling, the public schools in Utah from here through eternity. There was so much of it. And you remember that Slick Willie Clinton embargoed all that coal and turned it into a national monument and prohibited the mining of the coal. And then now that's what they're doing now again. The Anwar, all the oil, the gas that has been working just fine. The XL pipeline, yeah, there's been some problems. But I'm going to tell you something. In Kansas, the pipelines in Kansas have never, ever put any oil into the ground that wasn't supposed to be there. I've grown up in around pipelines in various states I've lived in, where the pipeline's right down the road, or right down at the bottom of the hill. The stuff is not going. It's one of the safest ways of transport. But yet I've talked to you about all of the railroad derailments. Remember all the railroad derailments back about 10 years ago and in that era, 7 years ago, that kind of stuff, where they were derailing oil-filled trains. They were derailing chemical trains, and they were blowing up or dumping into rivers out on the East Coast. Remember the old CX train, CSX train that went into the river there, I believe in West Virginia or Virginia. This stuff is sabotage, and to wit on that, hitting also, mind you, the food supply. They're hitting the food supply. I don't care what you do. Go out tonight and get 20 cans of tuna fish, okay? 10 cans of pink Alaskan salmon. Get you, you know, whatever it is you're going to get. Chicken breast, chuck chicken breast in the can. Well, Hawk, I'll just get in our freezer. That's good as long as you got electricity to run your freezer. Maybe you could just go out and get an old Coca-Cola chest and put it out there on your back porch. You know, set it on top of the snow pile. And then have a guard to make sure that the wolves, coyotes, squirrels, and the two-legged creatures don't steal it. Out in Tacoma, Washington, a big fishing vessel, 356-foot, the Aleutian Falcon, just erupted in flames. Oh, they don't say how it happened or what goes on. They'll have some kind of excuse after investigation 4 days later. But it's sitting at the, what is it called, the Pier 12, the Trident fish food, the fish packing food company or whatever. And a 356-foot vessel erupts in flames. It's got 48,000 gallon of diesel on it. They were offloading or unloading, probably, catch, you know, fish, haddock, pollock, you know, salmon, whatever it is they were getting. Crab, I don't know what it was. And it just burned it crisp, burning up crisp. They were able to contain the fire, but somewhat, but that burned it all up. That's an attack on food. Do you remember all of the flooding and all of the weather warfare where they flooded the whole Midwest and took out the wheat crops. Well, we're losing winter wheat right now. It's freezing and getting knocked down in a lot of states. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, on up, you see. That's the wheat bin. That's the wheat area. And meanwhile, the FBI has talked to you about transparency, while the top of the FBI are the ones that participated allegedly with Brennan of the CIA, Clapper, the DIA, in a coup d'etat against President Trump. And you're talking about transparency? Well, fiddle with boys internally some more, why don't you? Because you didn't do anything with Epstein, did you? Or Ghislaine Maxwell, it's all sitting there, and you got Bull Durham as bullshit. And you're going to let Bill Gates of Hell run the show and make you eat synthetic beep? And have you taken a coronavirus up your you-know-what every 6 weeks? Because, oh, it's a new coronavirus. Oh, it's a new variant. Oh, we got the smallpox. Oh, we got this one. We got that one. That's Bill Gates is the one who had the event 210 that told you there was going to be a pandemic coming. Well, how did he know, FBI? When did he know it? How did he know it? Okay? But you guys never do that. You still can't even tell the truth about Kennedy. You know, you can't even tell the truth about Kennedy, can you? About JFK or RFK or MLK. Because you guys are not the good guys. And you have not been for some time.
Hut, hut. Sensitive entertainment and information. Hut, hut, hut.
Forget about it. Go get a ham sandwich and, you know, go turn into a communist spy for the Russians again or something, you know? Or just go with the Red Chinese. That's your new boss, ain't it? Meanwhile, Facebook apparently is taking a large amount of money. According to the Daily Mail out of the UK, the Daily Mail, Facebook is taking, they say in quotes, dollars from China to promote propaganda denying crimes against humanity when it comes to what they're doing to the Uyghur Muslims. Well, they've already done it a lot to the Christians, and inside any Christian church, inside that's not underground, inside Red China, instead of Jesus' picture above the altar, you have Xi Jinping's picture. And in the Bibles, they go back and print a Bible that says Xi Jinping is the Savior. What do you think about that, FBI? Is that what you favor there? You guys are full of crap. Full of crap. So these Red Chinese loony balloons are going up to about 68,000. At that level, just so I can say it, so people understand it, so when the 30 piece of silver people send this information up the line, at 68,000 feet, these loony balloons, these 30 foot long, large platforms that have every kind of antenna, transmitter, electromagnetic pulse weapons, every kind of thing that you can ever imagine on there with an ion engine that allows them to push this thing along at about 40, 50 miles an hour at 68,000 feet. They no longer have to squawk a frequency on the transponder. So you only see them go up for a minute or two. They rise quickly in the air, and then you don't see them anymore. Yet they have been also involved. And if you remember last week, I got taken off the air for telling you that the Red Chinese used the loony balloons, probably, or satellites, to take out the Cuban power grid and to take out the Cuban power grid and internet and banking and all that stuff as a practice for what they were going to do to the United States. And then here this week, what is it that they're doing? They've taken out the power grid in a large portion of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kansas, etc. So, old Hawk was 100% correct. And why is it that the NSA, the FBI, the CIA are not going against the Red Chinese? Is it because they're now owned by them through China Joe, don't you know? There's a few good guys still out there, but very few. They've been purged. In the military, Obama purged anybody all the way down to the top non-commissioned officers level. Anybody that was for the Bill of Rights or disagreed. And have you seen that the Navy now, I supposedly in the Navy, you have to take a pledge that you will support any type of lifestyle or standard of living or type of living on the planet, i.e. transgender, i.e. huckabuckas, i.e. 54739 LGBTQXYZs. Whatever it is, you have to support it, otherwise they cashier you out of the Navy. You got to wear the pink jockstrap and let them rub up against you, otherwise you're gone from the Navy. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of master chiefs that are about ready to put their brogans on and come down from heaven, unauthorized possibly, but you got guys like Boom Boom McLaughlin and all kind of people. They'll just jump without a chute, okay? They'll jump without a suit, splash and swim and jerk some of these boat drivers out of these boats and some of these admirals out of the pencil neck geek admirals out of the Washington Navy Yard and those kind of places and throw them over the side and drag them, you know, along by the ropes, all right? Give them a little bath, you know what I'm saying? And the Boom Boom McLaughlin and all kind of people like that and the Greg Evenson. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for all of us now, and you guys know that. We'll probably be seeing you in Archangel Michael's boot camp or basic training pretty quick. But if that be the case, then so be it, because I am going to stick with the true Commander-in-Chief, Lord Jesus, and I'm going to stay with him and be as obedient to him as I possibly can. I was recruited by the Archangel Michael and Gabriel to work for Lord Jesus to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant, not the general population, but the remnant. Those who have eyes to see and ears to hear about what is to come and how to prepare. And now I've said it to you for all these years, and I'm still saying it to you again. Go out and methodically prepare based on your list and get the things you're going to need. And emphasize a little bit more. Insulate gloves, a nice heavy parka, sleeping bags. You can get military sleeping bags that are surplus, that are go down for minus 20 degrees or whatever. You got some that are even better than that. You've got parkas. You got stuff. You get the layering with the different types of layers, starting with the long-handled underwear, the polypropylenes or the silk underwears, that kind of stuff, and then put over that the fleece stuff and all of that kind of thing. And you go on up the line and layer yourself up. You can also get out there these little shepherd stoves that fold up or little small. You got small wood-burning stoves that go on boats and sailing vessels and stuff, small ones. You can take one of those and get one of those. Or you can get these small shepherd stoves. You could put one, arrange one in your basement if you got a basement. Now, in Texas, Oklahoma, a place like that, they usually don't have the basement. And the pipes are up above and the pipes are bursting. Well, at some point in time, somebody's got to go up and throw more insulation over the pipes. Wrap the pipes. Put some heavier insulation up above them. So the next time they don't burst, if we have a next time. If you've seen on Brother Quayle's site, the gold and silver prices, okay? See the gold and silver prices. The gold has gone down. Let me just click it here again, see what it is currently this minute. $17.78.90 per gold. Well, Hawkins, don't we want to get rid of our gold if it's not going up? No. This is the time that the big guys are buying. They're going to tell you to buy Bitcoin and GameStop. Meanwhile, they're going to be buying gold and silver, platinum, palladium. They're buying food. They're buying farmland. They're buying up ammunition, firearm. They're hiring the most nasty Briar Patch type killing machines to be their private armies. So you need to be doing the things that will prepare you to endure as Lord Jesus wants you to, Matthew 24, to endure and to the end, the same shall be saved. Find you some bolt holes that nobody knows where the door ain't locked when nobody's around. You know, trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. Remember that song? Johnny Rivers, years ago. Young people, look it up. It's an interesting, catchy little tune. And find you some out-of-the-way places. Find you some nice out-of-the-way places. Find yourself some places where you could, if nothing else, camp. If you've got one of them shepherd's-type stoves with the stove patch and that'll go through the top of a tent where it doesn't burn the fabric, you know, you've got the thing that you can cleanly go through that protects the tent fabric. You can put one of them in the tent. Build up some berms around the side, you know, or maybe you've got a spot where it's built up. You can go in there and you can put a fire in there. That'll keep you warm. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for your wife. Stand for your children. Stand for the Pillar Rights. Mighty men and women of valor. Tickle that old three gorgeous dam and see how they like it. And other things that you know. Fandango Ridges, you're ready. Mickey Wood. And the old folks drive. Road and track. Road and track. Up and jack. Hey. And top down and give me. And upon you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare the best preparation to ask for Jesus to come into your heart.